This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Great Idea Department. This is Good Days Tech Talk time, and we're happy to have on the program, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, the esteemed doctor of technical knowledge. His name is Greg Stebbin. He's the account executive. And Mike Link, the technology expert in Men's Health Magazine. You know, I actually bought a copy of Men's Health Magazine last week on the newsstand because I wanted to see. I had not gone online. I'd never really seen the stuff that you do. So I was very impressed, actually.
Thank you, Doug. I think you should do it more often.
You're probably right. I probably
maybe get a subscription for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah. For Christmas, front teeth. All right. So Greg lives in a pretty destructive neighborhood. I'm not sure what the story is. He's got sent us pictures this morning of some car crash in his neighborhood, and it seems the car crash was caused by a self-driving car.
Oh, no, 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 no. Quite the opposite. I'm suggesting that had this driver...
Oh, I missed that. The headline I thought was self-driving cars crash, boom, bang.
No, this car was at 1:30 this morning. I had a little accident outside my house, and I'm just speculating.
Its bumper is laying on the back of the tow truck.
Yeah. the passenger side of the car is basically gone. And I'm merely suggesting that had this driver had a self-driving car, he and his passenger might have been able to continue doing whatever they were doing before they got in the car, told the car to get home and would have got home safely, but they did not get home safely last night.
Yes,
I'm happy to say nobody was seriously injured, but certainly could have been.
But this brings up my there's always another side to the conversation here, Greg. And here is my dilemma with self-driving cars, is what is the moral test that a self-driving car is going to have to face? And such is the case with this accident outside your house. Let's say that the self-driving car is coming down the road at 1 o'clock in the morning and it sees a drunk college kid walking across the street, and it has to decide, am I going to hit that kid or am I going to swerve off the road and hit this car on the side of the road and possibly injure myself? What will the programmers tell that self-driving car to do? Will it save the individual in the street, or will it kill you? Or will it kill the individual in the street to save your life?
So basically you're saying the same horrible decisions that people have to make, and sometimes we make decision A and sometimes we make decision B, the automation will also have to make. And is there a right answer there?
Well, I guess
since we don't really know what the outcome either way is,
my fear is that a computer programmed by some geek sitting in a beanbag chair with a bag of Skittles next to him on a computer has decided the outcome of my and my family's life in an accident in a vehicle.
Instead
of me.
Although it might make a better decision than you would in the same circumstance.
No.
I think so.
I know that I could swerve my car so that in a fatal accident, I will take the hit, and my wife, I know to swerve left instead of right, so that my wife and kids are protected. And I'm the one.
Wow, Rich, that's crazy. I never even thought about that.
Spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Jeez.
I've had my license for 30 some years now. I kind of think about things as I'm going down the road.
I've never thought about that ever.
I know.
Not me. I'm thinking about cows when I drive down the road.
Well, I'm not to kill somebody with your trailer full of cows.
And that's a valuable cow. So
yeah, right.
But see, I can think about those things, and I don't know that the person that programmed this computer has, or would they agree with what I want to do?
Well, who programs the computer? How is that done? Where is there one person who sits and comes up with that kind of, has that kind of influence?
One person runs the department that has that influence, yes.
Wow.
There's no good answer to that. There really isn't.
That's kind of a stopper, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all stumped.
We really need are self-drunken college students that don't walk out in the middle of the road because they've been programmed to not be stupid.
Right. You are so correct there.
Uh-huh. How can the Internet be used by children to help answers get the answers to school-related questions, not homework? How do we separate children from homework, using the Internet for homework versus using it for general knowledge?
Well, I'm so into
question.
This.
And, yeah, no, hold on. 13 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
16 past the hour. Okay, so the question comes from Jack. On children, this is a question that I think has to do with maybe ideas for Christmas, much anything else. What can you get for children that uses the Internet that is not going to interfere with their school? A lot of children are given iPads now in schools, are they not, Greg?
I guess so.
My kids.
I am.
Both of my kids got laptops.
Question of you. Yeah. Laptops that the school gave them or laptops you bought them?
Laptops that the school gave them.
How
and
will
the
they afford
county,
to buy
they got iPads.
How much do these things cost?
We are part, probably, I don't know. If you were to go buy it in Best Buy, it'd probably be a $400 laptop.
And they buy these for every student in the system?
we are a test program, so the high school and all of the schools that feed into this high school got laptops this year, down to my third grade daughter.
Good God.
First That's and great. Second graders did not get them.
You think it's great?
I think it's amazing. That's
I don't think it's
my
good.
Daughter doesn't use it much. But
so even a child with a laptop at home gets a free laptop, or parents just don't buy their kids? I don't have children.
I've got more computers in my house than you can shake a stick at.
Well,
yes,
it probably has all the software for the school that's loaded onto it all.
And the school, and the school
oh,
manages it.
Preloaded, okay.
Yeah. And the school manages it.
Okay.
And so what happens when I sound like your kid uses the laptop as a basketball?
I think that this is a there's a plot here, Mr. The inside of me and my conspiratorial mind works overtime when I see third graders with laptop computers that the school is
and
paying
you don't
for.
Think Apple and Microsoft aren't battling to
or
get
HP
get control. Yeah. Of course, the 4-H
trying to get control. So Doug, but the younger they do it, the more apt they are to follow along.
Let me ask
in lockstep. And there's nobody thinking. These kids are not thinking of themselves now. I told you the story of the kid that was on his way to college. He came into the gym to work out, and he has his device. He had his iPhone, and he goes over to the trainer and says, I can't find, he's got a picture of this thing on his device. And he said to the trainer, I can't find this. Meanwhile, he's standing right in front of it and didn't see it, wasn't looking for it. He was looking for his device to tell him where in the gym this thing was was located. I'm not sorry.
Well,
I'm sick of people
stupid.
Not thinking. Of course he's stupid. But this stuff, all it does is play into it. It does two things. It's wonderful in that it helps us all learn more and be exposed to more ideas quicker. The other side of it is it's teaching people not to think, not to write, not to... There's nothing...
But, but if you're typing, if you're entering your answer into a laptop instead of writing it down on a piece of paper, that's the only difference, really. Yeah, penmanship is definitely
old-fashioned. And
I'm not being old-fashioned.
So, you know, before there was ever an iPhone and before there was ever a laptop, I'm pretty sure there were stupid people. They're not going to eliminate stupid people. They may make stupid people more annoying.
More stupid. Yeah.
But they were always there. Error.
Let me tell you something.
So you can't blame technology for this.
The other day, I'm watching my son on his...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not blaming technology. I'm blaming the people that fall for this idea that think a third grader needs to have a computer.
Well,
sorry.
Well,
no
let me play devil's advocate here, Doug.
Yeah.
Those third graders are eventually going to go into the workforce.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I would guess that there's research that shows that the early, almost like learning a foreign language, the earlier mm-hmm. they begin to use computers and other technology and begin to understand what powers it, the better position they will be to get great jobs when they go into the workforce.
So they won't
Absolutely.
Have to ask their coworkers what this little
arrow
thingy is on my screen.
Yeah, Malcolm Gladwell wrote
yeah, okay.
Malcolm
so
Gladwell
that's a shot at me. Thank you. So anyway, the internet being used by children to help answer school related it's not just the internet. I mean, there's all it isn't. Or we have to have the internet. I guess we got to have the internet in order to get that stuff all to work. This stuff wouldn't work if we didn't have an internet. We'd be back on riding a horse to school, right?
Right. Correct. Yeah.
If we had it your way, we'd be just cows and horses and the Pony Express, right?
Right.
You know what, Doug? I actually agree with you. I think more time spent outside and learning the kind of skills that you have is equally important.
Thank you. I have listen to me in my mouth and my mind. Those are skills I wouldn't have developed if I had one of those damn computers when I was a kid.
If you were around good radio when fire and the wheel were being invented, you would have complained about them.
All right. I'll take more abuse in a few moments here, folks. 41 past the hour. Good day's Tech Talk time.
Don't need wheel.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
It's 23 after the hour. I subject myself to more critical acclaim and also just being criticized. Both of those things happen sort of in tandem here at the Good Day Tech. You see, there's a self-serving reason for me wanting to do this, because I want to learn from the experts, but I couldn't find any. So that's why I have Rich and Victoria and Greg Steven, who is the tech head. He actually is in the...
Well, you couldn't find any, Doug, because you don't know how to use Google yet.
Right. Exactly. You couldn't Google.
More abuse. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Richie, I was going to go off on how much Chinese stuff I saw at the toy store, but Richie's got a better one about televisions.
I actually have usable information that people can appreciate and walk away with. Right. So, the big trend nowadays is 4K TVs, right? You go to the Best Buy, you see it all over the place, and everybody's buying TVs for Christmas.
Is that the Ultra HD?
That's Ultra HD. It's right. 4,000 pixels per square inch, as opposed to 2,000 pixels per square inch old-style garbage TV now, right?
Yeah, throw that old TV away. Just drop it off
the
right
one I just
front
left
of my
house. I just bought last spring.
Here's the deal.
Old news, yep.
I'm reading this article, and there are two competing HDR standards, right? HDR is high definition
resolution,
and it gives you just more colors and everything. So there are these two ones. One's called HDR10, and Vizio is the only one that still supports them, and the other one is called Dolby Vision, which every other TV manufacturer is using. So if you go out and buy a Vizio, and then none of the content is made in this HDR10 content, your 4K TV is worthless. Also, if you bought an HD, the first generation 4K TV, it doesn't support the new HDR10, which means that about 10 million 4K TVs are about to become obsolete.
Wow. That's good, though.
It is good. It's much
because
like the cell phone technology.
One of those Right, but if I could afford that original 4K TV, I can afford to get a better one, so I don't really care. I'm being
How much what are we talking price-wise?
Oh, you can buy 4K TVs for $1,200, $1,500 and up. I mean,
right.
Well, okay. Actually, less than that now.
Yeah, depending on the size. So, right. And here's the thing. All right. So, do you really need a 4K TV? All right. If you're purchasing a flat screen that's less than 60 inches diagonally, you can get a high-quality 2K and be very good with that. All right, because there's lots of pixels. You haven't spread them out enough in a 60-inch TV. If you're going over 65 inches, then you can see the difference on the 4K, but you really still don't need it. It's not until you get to 75 inches that a 2K TV is going to start to get a little blurry, and you should really
just have
go
like
with
a
it.
Projection could I just screen at that
one,
point.
Could I just object to one word in what you said?
Yes.
Nobody actually needs it.
Right.
If you have the money and you want it, and I think you also have to factor in what you watch. So if you watch a lot of movies, it's going to make a big difference. If you watch a lot of sports, it's going to make a big difference. But, you know, really the answer here is the first thing to look at before you look at TV. Yeah, it might not, depending on the size.
Because will they deliver that football game in 4K quality? Not a lot of people aren't yet.
That's also true.
Will your provider be able to have the bandwidth to deliver it to you in 4K?
Well, that's another. I mean, I remember back in the dark ages when HD first became a thing. You know, I had an HD TV, but not all the networks had started delivering HD, and
so
that was
this blurry garbage.
I mean,
picture.
The struggle was real. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, so one of the first things you should look at in making these decisions is not the TVs, not even your wall, but you should look at your wallet and make sure you can afford it. Because
that's the poster instead of down with Trump. Let's carry those around. Your wall or your wallet? Right? That's it.
Yep.
That'll capture everybody's imagination. Greg Stebbin, who is here courtesy of the folks at Men's Health Magazine. Here's their technology. He is their technology editor with Rich and Victoria and Doug at 28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. This is Tech Talk time. I'm looking at a book called Technology Made Easy. And it says the good news is here.
Did you read it?
Well,
obviously not.
Did someone buy it for you?
I'm trying to make my way through it here. It says if you read this book,
yeah,
you will never forget an online password again. You'll have a great way to access your medical records. You'll find the secret to getting flights cheaper. I'd like to have that. And if your computer is slow as molasses, you can fix that.
Yeah.
Mine is slower than cold molasses, not just regular molasses.
And that's and a new computer, right?
100 over 100 and all that other stuff. It's just more Fios, the Verizon lies and cheating and deceit. Ugh. Let's see here. I don't need a fax machine anymore. You know, I've used that fax machine a lot.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Who are you sending?
Who has one on the other end?
1980.
Are you sure they're going through?
Dr. Ken has one. Jack has one.
Hold on a second. I need to send a fax to 1984.
Thank you for a really good laugh.
Technology, matey. Let's see. The best internet browsers. The easiest way to get rid of annoying pop-up ads?
Buy a Mac.
I thought, maybe get rid of annoying people.
You know,
when was that book published?
I just found it now, like 3 years ago or something.
So all of that's obsolete now.
Right.
All right, so anyway, you were saying you next shot that you have at me?
Well, you just complaining about your slow computer again.
Yes.
Dude, take $180 out of your wallet and go out and buy a Chromebook today.
A Chromebook.
Yeah. It has no internal hard drive to get cluttered up and slow you down. It's just an access point to the internet. And you don't need
to
worry.
But he has that with his iPhone. He doesn't use that.
I know.
You don't surf the web on your iPhone. Yeah,
just go buy a Chromebook.
The road I do. Yeah.
And you can walk into any Best Buy or any Target or anywhere.
I spent all this money for all these new screens and stuff. And
he has an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have an iPad.
Yeah, but he likes the tactile response and the feel of the computer, the laptop.
Yes.
So for checking your email, for going on the internet, for doing any of that kind of stuff, just have a Chromebook. Keep all your other computers. I mean, you know, because you need those for this or that or whatever. But just cruising the internet, just go buy a Chromebook.
He doesn't cruise the internet. That's my point. This would be a waste of money. Yeah. This will just sit in a box
somewhere.
Sure
does. He goes to his 10 websites a day where he gets all of his information on what we're doing on the show. He gets
his
email.
That's in front of him, though, in the studio. Right, right, Doug? Those monitors are in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So make them a Chromebook.
Well, that could be, that could be faster.
Christmas is coming. That's not a lot of money to spend on a gift from you.
Yeah, I could actually buy that for you. Instead of that Mercedes you wanted.
Yeah. Right. The latest target for disruption by the tech industry, gasoline stations. In San Francisco, a smartphone app began dispatching drivers of pickup trucks loaded with gasoline to fill people's tanks who were low on fuel. I was wondering how long it was going to take to get this. There were apps for everything. So you can find out. There have to be apps that tell you where the cheapest gas is, right?
Oh, they've been out for years.
Yeah.
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 All right, so now there
thousands
are people
of them
who are they're using this on demand. If they're stuck in traffic or they're not near a gas station, you can use this app to get somebody to bring you gasoline. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Sure.
Hmm.
Huh? Is the most unusual app you've ever seen, either of you? Unusual app.
AAA has an app, I don't know. Let me cruise through my apps and see what. I learn languages with my Rosetta Stone app.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I have my nose.
How many weird
app.
Ones?
Yeah. I have a nightlight.
Yeah.
And I keep it right on my desktop on my phone, so if I get up in the middle of the night and I have to run into the restroom, I just turn the little nightlight on. Because you know if you turn your phone on in 60 or 90 seconds or whatever it is, the light goes out. So when you come out, so I turn the little nightlight on, I walk in, take care of business, come back out.
Really?
I guess the strangest app that I have, and it would be strange to other people, is I have a white noise app.
I do too. Love it.
Oh, all right. That's not strange then.
You turn it on at night before you go to sleep?
No.
Yeah. I let it run all
fan. I have a fan at home, but if I travel and I'm in a hotel room,
yes,
I use the white noise app.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
We use the meditation apps. There are meditation apps. You go,
those are great. Yeah.
And then. Yeah, white noise, though, is very... I'm like you, I have a fan. But the only reason I have the fan is because my alarm clock makes so much noise. You'd think I'd buy a new alarm clock that didn't make a lot of noise. But no, I have to have a fan to drown it because I've had this alarm clock for eons, and I just like it. So...
It's dependable. It's a dependable alarm clock. Again, I've talked about this app before, but my Amplitude app, where I can plug my guitar into my iPhone using an adapter, and I can have all of the same pedals amplifiers, microphones for my guitar rig that Jimi Hendrix had, or that George Harrison used, or that any guitar player anywhere that you listen to uses. And it cost me, I don't know, the device costs $100, and then the apps are, you know, the pedals are
money,
a buck each.
All right, wait a minute. How much money have you spent on technology since it first arrived? I've known you for 20 years.
Good Lord.
You've always been on it. I bet you spent a couple $100,000.
I mean, if you're working phones and TVs and computers, $100,000? No, but I just spent $100,000 for the network last month.
Yeah,
I'm at $150,000.
Yeah,
I just spent $150,000 all on technology,
and we need every bit of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
the sooner the better.
And here's the thing: the console that I am sitting at right now, adjusting all of our levels, quite professionally, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
I paid just under $100,000 for 10 years ago and replacing it all right now.
And what's the price now, $150,000?
To do 6 studios, I paid about $110,000 for the consoles, and then another $30,000 in equipment that they all connect to.
You promise it'll all work?
Yeah, it's already working down the hall.
Really?
Yeah, and it's all computerized. When we built this studio, the one we're sitting in right now, 10 years ago, we calculated up the amount of wires that we installed and calculated that there was over 4 miles of wire. And this is because each individual component that we connect to has a wire going to it. Now it's all running through a computer. The biggest part of our install this time,
wires, what could go wrong with that?
Is we're taking out all of the wires. That's what's taking more of the time. Everything else is a computer configuration. And you have 4 wires going into each studio.
So you have to, how do you connect one studio to another?
Through one Ethernet cable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you need some wires.
You need some wires, but yeah, it's the Ethernet cable, kind of like.
Can I be absent the first day you flip the switch on this?
It's already running.
Really?
And you haven't even noticed.
Couldn't prove it by me.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right, 43 past the hour. Facebook. Are your friends really your friends there? That discussion coming up here. It's a third of 43 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning, and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com. Sleepforlife.com.
This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's the name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183, or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
All right, 46 past the hour. This is Good Days Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at On Air Victoria. Rich McFadden, what's your Twitter handle?
At Rich McFadden.
How clever is that?
I had a hard time thinking that one.
Yeah, you did. Facebook.com/DJB Show. Okay, so there is a study that has floated to the surface focusing on Facebook friends. And the fact, according to this anyway, that most of your Facebook friends don't care about you, probably wouldn't even sympathize with your problems. This got my attention because I was just adding some friends. They are normally people that are in the radio business or people that are in agriculture or people in the neighborhood, that kind of stuff. And I think to myself, why do I want to have these numbers? There's a psychosis that we have. We need to have more Facebook friends. We need to have more Twitter followers. And that's certainly something that we focus on here on the program. But this was done by a professor of evolutionary psychology at Oxford. Who wanted to find out the connection between whether people have lots of Facebook friends or do they have real friends. And he said there was no correlation between having friends on social media and actually being able to depend on them. I don't know if that's a big find, actually. Do you think that's a big find?
Well, if you're friends with people that... I mean, I just deleted my Facebook page because I don't use it and I just don't want to look at... I just don't want to deal with other people's rants and stuff. It's just...
Well, how is that any different than Twitter? Twitter's filled with rants.
Yeah.
No, because Twitter, you're not filter. Like a hostage to it.
Right.
You know, Twitter is just, it's a lot, and it burns so much faster. The news feed refills constantly, so you're not really stuck on one thing too long.
You're not staring at one person ranting about the election one way or the other. I'll tell you, this weekend was my birthday.
Happy birthday. How'd that come off? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it was Saturday. I had 300 people nice enough to take a couple of seconds of their day to wish me happy birthday on Facebook.
Are you and I not friends on Facebook? I didn't see that at all.
No, I deleted you. So, I'm only kidding. But I started thinking about that. And of those 300 people, how many of those 300 people have I ever physically met? Mm-hmm. And of the ones, and it's probably half. Of the 300 people, I probably physically know or have met half of them. And of those other 150 people, how many of those people have I actually talked to, like on the phone or something? And I was like, probably another 30, 40, something like that. So that means about 120, 30 people that I really, if it weren't for Facebook, I wouldn't know you existed.
Mm-hmm.
Took the time out of their day to say happy birthday to what really amounts to as a stranger.
That's nice, then.
And I started to think, is it, you know, I tried to look at it as a good way. Isn't that nice that somebody took a couple seconds of their day just to say happy birthday, Rich. Hope you had a great day.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say it to you now. Happy birthday, Rich. I hope you had a great day.
Yeah, great. Me too. I didn't even know because I'm not on Facebook anymore.
With beer and food.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Right now, 53 after the hour, there is no truth. This is a fake news story. Label the carry guy. Larry the Cable Guy.
Wow. I would not have gotten that match.
My tongue was caught behind my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. I was about to say Larry the Cable Guy was going to be our new technology reporter. That was a story that's been spread around on social media. Not true, ladies and gentlemen. Don't pay attention to those. Kara will have a couple of different apps to inform you about. That's not a good sentence. About which she will inform you. How's that? That's much better. End with a pronoun.
So, wait, Kara is our new tech reporter?
Oh, did I say Kara?
You didn't get that memo.
Victoria.
Doug said he's shaking things up because he's the boss.
I want to be just like Donald Trump when I grow up.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's up the system.
That's it. E-commerce allowing shoppers to avoid holiday crowds, also increasing your risk of cyber identity theft. Listen to this. This is important from Jay Curtis.
The National Retail Federation is forecasting online sales to increase between 7 to 10% this holiday season. But shopping online can lead to online identity theft. Kirsten Hoyt, academic dean for the University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, explains.
We see an increased risk of identity theft during the holidays simply because there's more activity during the holidays. The longer that you keep your password the same and don't change it, the more time a criminal has to be able to decipher that password. Oftentimes people have that same password as the password for many of their accounts. Once you're in one, you're in many.
According to Hoy, education may be the answer.
There's already about a 209,000 person shortage of jobs that are open right now and not enough people to fill it. So we need to make sure that we're getting students into our degree programs and getting them into the workforce.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/technology.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we've already replaced Kara. Sorry, Clarion and Clara.
I'm a little nervous for you right now. Are you having
this? This happens. I'm just not used to this. Every once in a while, this happens to me when I cannot put sentences together, can't put words together. Yeah, whatever it is. I've been up since 3:30. Whatever is going on, I can stand aside for a moment.
What was? You've only been up since 3:30?
Yeah, well, my time, not your time. Victoria.
Yes.
Would you like to update us on these two apps, including the new companion app?
Well, the new companion app is actually really interesting. It's a free app that lets users and their friends virtually walk each other home at night. It's a safety app. Apparently, tens of thousands of people are already using this app. And it was designed by five students from the University of Michigan who wanted to make sure that if your friends leave a party and they are on their own and the buddy system breaks up at the end of the night, they wanted to make sure that there's a way to make sure your friends get home. And so this app does that. It lets you send a text message to numerous friends at once, and they can then follow you on a GPS link. They click on the little link, and they can watch you walk home. And the cool thing is they have a lot of tech that's built into this app. It's not just a GPS tracker. If you stray from your path, if you fall down, if you're pushed, if you start running immediately, or if your headphones are yanked out of the phone, the app detects all of the changes in the movement, and it can notify the police. It turns the app into, like, basically a rape whistle, so it starts making really loud noises to scare off intruders or whatever, or someone's attacking you. But it's free on iOS and Android phones right now, and this is something I think you're going to start to see a lot of college campuses really promoting, and in some cases maybe insisting that kids use this to get home safely.
All right, here's another app, Drop, D-R-O-P, which gets rewards and people involved in loyalty programs. I'm amazed at some of these apps, frankly, but this looks like it might be a good one.
This is a great app, and they're just doing beta testing right now in New York City, San Fran, and Austin. So this is going to be rolling out really soon. This is hugely popular in Canada right now. And instead of having multiple loyalty programs, if you have Starwood Hotels, for example, or if you have a certain airline reward program that you're involved with, all of that gets aggregated into Drop. And the cool thing is you can use your debit card, which does not happen often. So you can use your debit card and your credit card, and you get all the points from all the different rewards programs. It's called Drop.
Wow. Very Drop. Cool. D-R-O-P. Drop. I'm just underscoring it so everybody gets it. It's called Drop.
Got it?
Okay. Hey, guy, what else you got? Well, I've got 59 past the hour. I know that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.